when you look at your defense, you've seen some good, you've seen some bad. You knew that could happen with the youth there. Do you have to catch yourself that you need to be patient? Is it hard to be patient when there are some errors because of youth on the defense?
Well, to me, I think we played really, really well defensively. I really do. I think we've played good. We held Purdue to 27. You know, Georgia Tech scored 49, but they've scored 49 about against everybody. I think people realize how good they are. Troy is going to score in the 30s every game. You know, they had 28 against Arkansas. They're an explosive team. The thing that we've got to get better at defensively is the explosive plays. That's where that's what you can't live with. That's the frustrating part defensively. Georgia Tech takes 19 plays to go 98 yards. You know, they're getting 3, 4, and 5 at a clip, but we made them go the long way. We played good defense, we just couldn't get a stop. We couldn't get off the field, but we made them go the long way. And then they had a 16-play drive, you know, 80, 90 yards also. We gave up 2 1-play 70 and 80-yard drives. We gave up a 1-play 75-yard to Troy Saturday. So we've got to eliminate the explosive plays. The big plays has been the negative of our defense so far this year.
What's your assessment of Memphis's quarterback? Is it true freshman, Taylor Reed?
He's played well. You know, and again, it's just like any young player, the more you play, the better you're going to get, I think. Shown improvement, you know, through these first 4 games of the year for them. I think he's gotten better. He's, and you don't know him personally, so you don't know what kind of, you know, player he is or what man he is. But, you know, he seems to play with poise. He looks like he's starting to gain confidence in what he's doing. You know, I think he's a good quarterback. He can make, you know, there's not a throw out there that he can't make. He can throw the deep ball. He's got good touch on the, you know, on the stuff he's got to have that on. He can throw the intermediate balls. You know, he moves around in the pocket good. You know, so I think he's a good quarterback.
Last thing, the punters, it looked like Josh would be more of the guy than Tolson. That's flipped a little bit. What's the thinking of how you're using punters and how will you continue to do that?
Right now, you know, in camp, you know, Nate was the most consistent punter. He outperformed Josh. Josh is still he's punted this year. He'll still be in the pitcher. We did not punt Josh Saturday against Troy because what they were doing from a rush standpoint on their punt team, we were going to stay more conventional, more punt down the middle. We weren't going to rugby punt. So. And Nate has been more consistent in punting more conventionally than what Josh has. So we'll continue to use both. We've got a plan for both. And we'll continue to, you know, rotate it on a game plan philosophy.
More questions?
Rick, this stretch right now with the 3 games and the 2 3-point losses, how frustrating has this been for you and the team, and how do you go about the process of kind of trying to put those really tough losses? And these got to be 2 the toughest losses you've taken.
Yeah, it is frustrating because when you're that close, and like I said earlier, you know, we've had 2 3-point losses, and basically both of those came on the last play of the game. So it's frustrating to be that close and not be able to grab the prize, so to speak. I want so bad for this team to experience that success and reach their goals because they do care. They practice hard, they play hard, they compete hard. So you want to see them reap the rewards. And I give our players credit, you know, after the Purdue game, you know, they bounced back. We had a great week of practice at Georgia Tech. We played hard at Tech. You know, we turned the ball over a couple times. That thing could have been a little bit different. You know, put Georgia Tech behind us. We go down to Troy and play a great game, other than, you know, a couple plays on offense, a couple plays on defense, you know, would have changed the complexion of that. So you just had, you know, like I said, we've got great leadership from our seniors and some from other underclassmen on our team. And we can still achieve and attain the goal, the ultimate goal out there that we want, that's still attainable. And that's our focus. And we just, it's coach talk, it's cliche, all that stuff, but it's a one game season, and you play it one game at a time, and that's how we approach everything that we do. So these guys have responded. I have no doubts that Saturday night they'll respond in a positive way also. We appreciate it. Again, thanks for everybody coming.
All right, our student athletes here today are our senior offensive lineman, Mike Williams, Brandon McElroy, and we'll get started with Mike.
How y'all doing?
Kind of like what I touched with Coach earlier, what's the mindset? What are you guys' mindset heading against Memphis this week?
I mean, obviously our start so far has been a little disappointing. You know, we'll hope to come out better than this, but it's not discouraging at all. You know, we lost two games by a total of 6 points. So, you know, if anything, it's just made us, like, come out and want to work that much harder and get that much better, because we know we have the talent. We just got to fix a few things up to get where we want to be.
How much motivation is it for you guys this week after what happened at Memphis last year, getting ready for this game? What did y'all see in the tape last year that y'all guys want to work on for this week?
I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know, not everyone's head was in the game, but honestly, it's more motivation how we started off this year to want to play these guys good than anything that happened last season. You know, we just want to come out here and get this first win of the season. You know, we've worked so hard since the beginning of the camp, so, you know, we got the tools and the players to do it, so we just got to put it all together.
Mike, when you guys played Memphis last year, you had Logan up there, and then Jeff came in for part of the game. What's the difference in Logan a year ago in the Memphis game when he did struggle, and Logan now?
I think Logan, first of all, definitely he has a lot more confidence because he knows the job is his, you know. Like, he's came out and worked every day. He's definitely took this leadership role, like, real serious. So, you know, I think he's a lot more comfortable. He's, you know, he's got all those reps through camp, like, being with the first offensive line, being with the first group of guys. So, I think he's a lot more comfortable out there.
You guys put up nearly 600 yards of offense against Troy. Five different guys caught a touchdown pass. Benny rushed for 100 yards. Are you surprised how many weapons that you guys look like you have offensively? Did you see that before the season?
Definitely, man. A lot of these guys that are making plays been here for 2 and 3 years, you know. We've been able to see what they can do, you know. It's just good to finally, for them boys to be able to come out and show everybody else what they can do. You know, it's real exciting to see everybody make plays, because I know everybody is hungry out here. Everybody wants it, so it's good.
The other day, I don't know how much the rest of the line changed, but right tackle changed 2 or 3 times during the game. Is that something that – are you guys even aware when that happens much? Obviously, you're no huddle. Are you realizing much if the opposite tackle has changed? Because you guys kind of – seamlessly.
Well, most of the time, those changes take place while we're on the sideline, like while the defense is on the field. So, yeah, we do know, but.
Do you notice when guys,
we have a group of guys who all play hard and who are all talented. So, really, anybody who Coach Stevens decides to put in the game, we have faith that they're going to do their job. So, it's not really much of a drop-off. We're not worried about that. Thank you.
How y'all doing today?
Good. Mike, just talk about how frustrating has it been for you guys losing those close games early on this season.
It's been very, very stressful, you know, losing so close games that we really should have won. But, you know, looking back on it, it's in the past. There's nothing we can do about it. Like Coach said, we lost three games the year we went to the New Orleans Bowl. All we can do is look forward, keep playing, you know, just hopefully beat everyone else on the schedule.
Brendan, what I'd ask Mike about Logan, you saw him last year with the new guy that came in and just kind of had to play. What do you see in his demeanor, his body language, the Memphis of last year compared to now?
Plain and simple, it's just he has a swagger to him now. You know, he's got that experience under his belt. He's not antsy in the pocket. You know, he's got a feeling of playing with the ones from all of camp, all summer, working with us. So, you know, the stats don't lie. He's played great. That's all you can say about him, and I'm glad to have him as my quarterback.
When you look at the offense, you scored 5 touchdowns, almost 600 yards. What's missing offensively? Do you feel like anything's missing there?
Finish. We haven't finished well this year. There's been 9 times where we're inside the 30 and haven't scored any points. And that's unacceptable, and that's something we're going to work on, and we're going to get done.
Is there one common denominator there? Is it, you know, you had the 4th-and-1, but is it short yardage? Or?
It's a lot of things. You know, you can't just blame one person, one group on the field. It's 11 people out there working together as one. You know, you can't just put it on one certain thing. It's just we got to play harder and, you know, finish.
You're an in-state guy. I know that kind of the other side, but Memphis, does that mean anything to you in terms of Middle Tennessee and Memphis?
It does, just because, you know, there's a little, what people say, a little battle between Sun Belt and Conference USA and, you know, in-state battles. A lot of kids from Memphis actually come to MT, so, you know, it's going to be a packed crowd, homecoming, and, you know, to me so much, it's not a rivalry, but it's personal.
All right, as a reminder, we'll be back here again next week on Tuesday for the Thursday night game against Western Kentucky. I appreciate y'all for coming. Thanks.